You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations and Happy New Year. This is our first Sunday after the new year has occurred. And it's a great time of year to start off with a new guest on Conducting Conversations. Lisa Goddard is here. She is the executive director of the Newport Art Museum. Welcome, Lisa.
Welcome, and thank you for having me, and Happy New Year to everybody.
It's great to have you here with us. We're going to find out everything we ever wanted to know about the Newport Art Museum. And before we do that, Elizabeth actually is your first name. Lisa is how everybody knows you and calls you.
That's right.
And have you been in Newport a long time?
I've been in Rhode Island a long time. I grew up here in Middletown and Washington, D.C., as my dad was a naval officer. My mom is from Providence, and we came back to Aquidneck Island every year. Then I married and lived in Providence for 25 years before moving to Newport 8 years ago. So the state is really my home.
The state is your home, as it is mine, so we have that in common. And were you involved with the museum before you moved 8 years ago?
Or? No.
No, so that's when that started.
Right. I've been a working artist, practicing artist with a studio in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, a printmaking studio, which is open to other artists to use. And I've taught a lot of adults painting and drawing and those kinds of things. So I came into this museum position from a non-traditional background. I don't have an art history background, but the Newport Art Museum 100 years ago had its roots in art association. So It really is grounded in artists making art, sharing art with other people. And one of the things that's really exciting is now in 2013, we've left the museum centennial behind to turn into the centennial for our art school. We have been giving studio art classes for 100 years, and we're very proud of that and very proud to celebrate that all year long.
Wow, that's great. So 101 years now for the museum itself, and now the art classes, 100-year centennial. That's a wonderful thing. And we'll get a lot of information about how that works. And if you're interested in finding out more where to go, we'll give you a website and all that kind of information as we go along. The music that we're going to play today is been chosen by Lisa. Because it's her favorites. Nothing particularly to do with the museum, right?
Nothing particularly to do with the museum, no. But everything to do with who I am as an individual.
Well, that's a great thing. And yeah. So let's start with a piece of music right off here. We'll get them in the mood, and then we'll come back and get some more information about the museum. What do you have for us first?
I have Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, one of my all-time passions, with Alicia de la Rocca performing the Fantasy in D minor. And it's a fragment, but it's an absolutely beautiful, thoughtful piece of music for this quiet time of year.
We'll give it a listen now.
Thank you.
have a little music to get us in the mood for what Lisa is thinking about. And while we were off air, we were talking about the changes that have happened in the radio industry and in lots of places, with the advent of the computers playing a big part. And we found out that Lisa has a background in radio and broadcasting.
That's right.
When did that start? Right out of college?
I started right out of college. I had to plead with the station manager at Channel 36 in Providence to let me be part of the studio crew for the summer before I went off to grad school at Syracuse University. And he said, well, we don't have any women. You know, you couldn't possibly do this. And I said, well, please, 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 you don't have to pay me. Let me volunteer for the summer. And if after a week you don't want me in the studio, just tell me. Well, I was there all summer, which was great. And then I went on to work in radio and television for all of my 20s. And I was a disc jockey, and I was a producer, and I was a newscaster on television. I did a lot of different things, and it was really a wonderful, fun period of my life.
Great, great. So a lot of experience there in the broadcasting business is a wonderful thing. I don't know if that helps you at all in your endeavors at Newport Art Museum, but it might in a way to communicate with people, because I'm sure there are lots and lots of people involved at the museum.
There are, and I really do enjoy the whole notion of communicating, whether it's one-on-one or to large groups of people. And at the heart of everything art, whether it's visual art or music or anything, it's about communicating who we are as human beings. It's about our humanity. So
sure.
I love talking to people. And of course, it gives me great pleasure to be back in a radio station.
Even though we look a little different than what you're probably used to.
That's right. I used to have turntables for records, and I actually started the first classical music show at the radio station in Middlebury, Vermont, and they were shocked that I wanted to do this on Sunday mornings, but frankly, playing top 40 tunes from 6 a.m. in the morning until 12 noon was just awful for me. So I asked my boss if I might try a two-hour classical music show. And that really helped me develop what had already been a passion for classical music growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But it became their most successful, beloved show. So I was very proud of that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Speaking of going back to the museum, and speaking of people involved, is there a full-time staff that is involved there?
Oh, absolutely. Our campus, for anyone who's listening who hasn't been there, is well worth visiting. We have two historic buildings. One of them is on the National Landmark Register, the John N.A. Griswold House, which dates from the Civil War. It was considered, Richard Morris Hunt, who is America's first European-trained architect, it was considered his premier stick-style architected domestic building. And it's a beautiful building for a museum, because you have a sense for the fact that it was someone's home. So it's not an immense open space, but it's full of wonderful art that reflects our mission, which is to celebrate the art and the artists of Rhode Island in this region.
And
we're
that's
the only
coming up
museum
on
to do that. And so when you come and see us, you see what people have thought and felt and communicated through their art about our beautiful region.
And I was going to say, that's coming up on a milestone itself, the building, right, next year?
The building in 2 years.
2 years.
So we have all these centennials at the museum, as we mentioned earlier. But in 2 years, in 2014.
Well, that actually is next year now.
That's next year.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
We're
too early in the new year for to reset all the clocks. But in 2014, the John N.A. Griswold House will be 150 years old. So after celebrating this year, art and art education, next year we get to celebrate the role of historic preservation in making our communities a very rich place to live and work.
Sounds great. All right, let's get back to another piece of music. We're going to change gears a little bit here now and go to this is a Beethoven piece, right?
That's right. It's Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 8 in C minor, called the Pathétique, played by somebody whose piano music I admire greatly, John O'Connor. And it is the adagio movement of this. I play the piano. I would never play for anybody but myself. And so I play this piece, and every time I play it, I hear some new part of it. And I think that what's particularly wonderful about adagio movements is that for those who are not trained musicians, there's space between the notes, and you can really appreciate what the musician and what the composer were doing, the subtle changes in harmony and everything. So this piece is one of my all-time favorites.
Excellent. Well, we will take a listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Lisa Goddard and the Newport Art Museum.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Lisa Goddard, the Executive Director of the Newport Art Museum. And Lisa, one of the things we did not do in the first segment, but we probably should now, is give a little information about the museum as far as how to get more information. You have a very nice website, and that is what?
That is www.newportartmuseum.org.
That's not very complicated.
No.
Newportartmuseum.org. All right. And if you need a phone number, they have one of those.
And
do it the old-fashioned way.
848-8200.
Okay. So it's 401-848-8200. And operators are standing by, as they say.
That's correct.
Maybe not Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, but most of the time.
We also are very active on Facebook. So for anyone who has a Facebook account, you can link to us. We update that with current information all the time. And our new website, which is in development and should be up and running, is going to be very interactive. So we encourage our friends to look at our website as well and become involved with the museum that way.
Be active.
Yes.
All right.
We're also located at 76 Bellevue Avenue, which is right at the beginning of Bellevue Avenue when you come up the hill from the visitor center. So we're right at the beginning. We have a parking lot. It's a great place to start your visit to Newport if you're coming from out of town.
So if someone was coming up and they were, let's just say they were at the Viking Hotel, and they're heading for the center.
We're a block and a half south of the Viking Hotel on the left.
Okay, there you go. And so that's the landmark for you. And it's when we say friends, and you mentioned on Facebook, if people want to become involved, how do they become members of the museum?
All they have to do is call us or go online or stop by. We'll help you no matter what you want to do in the way of joining. We encourage membership. It not only gives you discounts and sends you all the information about the various programs that we do, but it is also a wonderful community to join. When you become a member at the Newport Art Museum, you essentially join a community that is a very active, vibrant community of many different types of people, but people who appreciate the arts, people who engage in their communities through the arts. So we welcome anyone to join, and we look forward to meeting people. And in fact, I'm always pleased when somebody goes to the front desk and says, I heard Lisa Goddard on such and such, and, you know, I'd really like to meet her. So if anybody decides to come to the museum or join, you know, please feel free to ask, and if I'm available, I'll come and say hello.
Excellent. So if you're hearing her right now, there's the opportunity to go and tell her you heard her on WCRI. And we're very pleased that we've been able to support Newport Art Museum on WCRI. And this is another way of doing that by having Lisa on the show today. And one of the interesting things that I always find in the great opportunities I've had of interviewing hundreds and hundreds of people over the years is that it's always something interesting about the music they select, and it tells a little bit about a person. And Lisa and I were talking before the show, and this is music that is near and dear to her heart. So let's get to some more of that.
It is, and I have to say, Beethoven and Mozart are right up there in the sky for me. I'm realizing it was a very hard choice to cull my music down to these 5 or 6 minute segments, and Mr. Mozart is claiming more airtime than Beethoven, but Mr. Beethoven should not be upset.
Okay. We won't tell him. I love them both dearly.
One of the wonderful things I think about Mozart is his ability to be humorous, to be incredibly sad and poignant, to be sort of riotous and fun-loving, and his various horn concerti are really wonderful pieces. So I selected the Horn Concerto No. 3 in E flat, Kirchhoff 447, the Romanzo Larghetto movement, as one that is a delightful piece of music.
¶¶
Lisa, we talked a lot about the new website, and one of the things that's going to be on the new website is all the events that are coming up. Now the brand new year starts, and you have some interesting things coming up.
We absolutely do. We're very well known for our winter lecture series, now called the Winter Speaker Series, which started last week. And coming up this next Saturday, the 12th, will be Robert Thorson speaking about Nature's Force to Artist's Brush, the Science and Art of Hanging Rock. All of our lectures start at 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and they're really a wonderful, intellectual, and lively group of people, and we always have a reception tea following the lectures. So I would encourage people to look at the website, come to this coming weekend's lecture, but also look at the rich array of lectures that are being offered all through January and February. We're also celebrating, in the spirit of art education, this is important. On the 9th, we have an opening reception from 4 to 6 p.m. in our school building, the Coleman Center for Creative Studies, which is behind the main museum building. We're celebrating the Boys and Girls Club's Fine Art Program, and we have been working with Boys and Girls Clubs for many years to provide after-school and summertime outreach in the arts. We do that with Bradley Schools across the state of Rhode Island. We do it with numerous different schools and social service agencies. So while we're not necessarily known across the state for this, we're very proud of our track record in giving art education opportunity to people from all over the state.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, that sounds like it keeps you busy.
It does.
As an executive director, putting all these things together must fill your day.
Well, I have wonderful staff who essentially do all of the work that needs to be done in our museum, in our historic preservation, and in our arts education. I feel like I'm the enabler. I'm the conductor, if you will. I make sure that I provide the revenue and the resources for these talented individuals to do what they have to do.
Excellent. All right, let's get to another piece of Mozart that you have for us.
The Clarinet Concerto in A, Kirchhoff 622, the Adagio movement.
All right. That's a little bit lengthy, so we'll try to listen to as much as possible. And then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Art Museum.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening listening to Lisa Goddard tell stories about the Newport Art Museum. Not really stories, but information. And listening to some great music she has provided. A lot of memories from your early days, childhood, I imagine, some of these classics are from.
That's right.
And it's great to relive that. We had a chance during the commercial break to talk about the fact that we don't seem to slow down the way everybody used to and listen to the radio and listen to great music like we're presenting tonight. It's a shame, but it's we'll do what we can do, right?
And absolutely, it's a wonderful thing to give yourself time to sit and close your eyes and listen to whatever piece of music is your favorite without treating it as something in the background.
Right.
It's really great. I want to just mention that my early love of classical music came as a direct result of my grandparents, who, when I was in second grade, gave me my own little Victrola, little mm-hmm. tiny thing that looked like a suitcase. And they gave me a subscription to a children's monthly record club, and I think it was Columbia Records. And every month I would get this magical package in the mail that contained the best of series, mm-hmm. you know, so the Flight of the Bumblebee and things that would apply to kids. But I'm sure that that's where my early love of classical music started. So for anyone out there with young grandchildren, really think about how you can introduce them to music and to the arts.
Absolutely.
And one of the ways to introduce children to art, of course, is to create a family trip to a museum. We'd love to welcome you. We have art kits for children to come and whether it's do a treasure hunt in our buildings and find things or sit and draw from the galleries, from the wonderful art and the rich architecture of our buildings. It's a great way to have special time with your children and grandchildren.
Now, when we talk about museums, lots of people have an imagination, if they haven't been to your facility, they would say, okay, well, I've been to that museum once. It's always the same. I don't need to go back again. That's probably not correct,
right? It's not correct. We are constantly exhibiting contemporary artists from the region. So this winter, we have a whole new series of exhibits. And one of the highlights of our winter is actually what we call the Newport Annual Juried Members Show. So in the end of January, artists will bring their artwork to the museum. Anybody can participate as long as you're a member of the museum. And usually we have 250 to 300 entries.
Wow.
We have two jurors this year who'll be coming to jury the pieces and make selections from it. Our February 1st members reception is lots of fun because the awards are announced, and it's always a big deal. It's a big deal for artists to mm-hmm. get recognition like that.
Sure.
And so we encourage you to put that on your calendar. If you are an artist, the date for submission is Friday, January 18th and Saturday, January 19th. And again, you can find all the information out about this on our website, which is newportartmuseum.org.
Excellent, excellent. All right, let's try to squeeze another piece of music in here. We talk about listening to music. Let's do some right now.
All right, well, I figured I better get out of the adagio movement a little bit. I know winter is such a nice, quiet time, and I love the slower pieces of music. But many people play this piece of music, and many people recognize it. Mozart's Piano Sonata number 11 in A major, the Rondo alla Turca. Thank you.
We've had a chance to listen to some wonderful music, bringing back a lot of memories. I love the vision of when you were young and the suitcase Victrola that you mentioned, because I can remember having a very similar thing when I was young. So great memories and great music, and we've learned a lot about the Newport Art Museum, but I have the feeling there's a lot more to learn. So
This means
you have to come back, Lisa.
Well, I would love to come back.
Okay.
I would love that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here. We're going to just ask you a question about all the people that are involved with the museum. It would be impossible to thank them individually. So how do we do that?
But I think that what is important is to understand that the museum is a very vital organization. We exist in part through the work of all of our volunteers, including our board of trustees, mm-hmm. and we're very grateful for their help and support. We employ 20 to 25 artists from around the state, so we contribute to the economy, and of course, the artists contribute immeasurably to our classes, to our outreach programs, to the exhibits that we have. Mm-hmm. And then we have a wonderful, wonderful staff who are the producers, in this case, of mm-hmm. all the programs, all the exhibitions, all the events that we have. I couldn't be here without their support on the ground every day, and I'm very appreciative for that.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here today, and now that you've visited us, I find I'll have to go and visit you, because I have to admit I haven't been there, but I'm going to get there soon.
Well, let us know when you're coming, and we'll ring all the bells and pull out all the stops for you.
All right, great. We have one piece of music left, and tell us what this is going
to
be.
Well, I thought that I ought to bring myself up at least to the 20th century. When I was in college, I loved Erik Satie and his piano music. He was a very quirky fellow Frenchman who lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And this piece is called Sonatine Bureaucratique.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will give that a listen. It's quirky. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good thing to go out with. We'll listen to as much as possible. And once again, thanks, Lisa. Appreciate your being here.
And thank you very much for all you do for the museum and for having me here today.
We will see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.